This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There was a young man at the church camp, a camper, by the name of Charlie, who had cerebral palsy. You know what it's like when somebody has cerebral palsy. They walk in a halting way. They speak in a halting way. They're very limited in what they can do physically and vocally. And you know, the kids called him Spastic Charlie. If you can believe this, Christian students at a junior high church camp would walk behind him, walking the way he walked, just to make fun of him. And they thought it was funny. The kids would talk like Charlie would talk, making fun of his speech pattern and his halting speech, and they just treated him awful. This kid just trying to go to camp at a church camp, and the students treating him that way. The final straw was this. Every night, a different cabin was chosen, and the cabin was to choose somebody from your group to give devotions at the campfire at the end of the day. Well, guess who's Charlie's cabin picked? They picked Charlie. I said, that'll be funny. Let's have Charlie give the devotion at the campfire on Friday night. And he did. And Tony Campolo said that Charlie got up and it took him minutes to say what would take you seconds, would take me seconds to say, I love Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ loves me. People snickering in the background and around the campfire. Isn't that funny? That's not the end of the story. 20 years later, Tony Campolo, when I heard him tell it, said, I still have people come up to me and say, Tony, you don't know me. You don't remember me, but I was one of the kids at that camp. That was the day I gave my life to Christ. That was the day I decided to dedicate my life to full-time Christian service. That was the day I decided to go to the mission field. And Tony Campolo would say, isn't it interesting that God would use an unlikely person, Spastic Charlie, to be the one that could bring the message of truth to a young person's heart? God works with unexpected people, unlikely people. And you know who that includes? You, me. God uses unlikely people to carry his message. John Mark Hicks is a writer who writes this, Jesus' power is the authority to reverse the curse. I love that. The power of Christ is the authority to reverse the curse, to redeem what is broken, to heal the wounded. We don't submit to the tyranny of God when we come to Christ. We submit to his redemptive authority. We trust God's redemptive purpose in Jesus, and we trust that God has given all authority to Jesus to heal a broken world and reconcile God and humanity. God shows up in unexpected ways and places. And when God shows up, he often surprises us. And then he closes with just this paragraph that touched me deeply. Faith shows up at a funeral home. And some of you can relate to that. Faith shows up in a pediatric critical care unit at a hospital. Some of you can relate to that. Faith shows up in families with job losses. Faith shows up in abject poverty. Faith shows up in people with chronic illness and chronic pain. Faith shows up in places where we don't expect faith. God surprises us, and such faith amazes us. May we never lose our sense of wonder and amazement. Well, this message from Luke about God using unlikely people in your life and my life concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. We continually remind you to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.